Hello, I'm Lori Jo Vest. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Rev and Reach, where we share the behind the scenes things that we do to get results for our clients in the digital marketing space. So today we're going to talk about what to do when you have a squeaky budget, but your boss or your clients are expecting loud results. We know how that is. Budgets are getting cut or they're not getting increased for the new year coming around. Things change all the time. So you never know when you're going to have less to work with. And a lot of us are currently in that situation. So we're going to talk about five ways that you can stretch your content and make sure that you're really getting the most from the social media efforts that you're putting forth. So right now, did you know that 70% of marketers are being pushed toward immediate goals, 97% face tighter budgets, and 92% have to do more with fewer resources? That could mean your coworker that used to do, a big chunk of what you're now expected to do is gone. So now you have to do more with less. You have to maybe create more content in the time that you have, things like that. So number one, repurpose like a pro. And what that means is one piece of content should work in at least three places. A podcast episode quickly can become a blog post with a transcript. I mean, there's so many tools these days to take a podcast recording or a video that you did and grab the transcript, rewrite it, optimize it for SEO and AI search, and create a blog post that will draw people to your website. You could also write five social posts from that one podcast episode. It can become an email. The most common mistake in budget content marketing is underestimating the power of strategic planning. Without it, you're going to waste time and you're going to waste resources on content that doesn't really yield a lot of results. So make sure when you create something that's really wonderful that you max out on how you use it. The same people that follow you on Facebook are probably not following you on LinkedIn. The people that are following you on YouTube may not be listening to your podcast. So there's all kinds of different places that you should deploy that same messaging and content to make sure you reach as many people as possible. Tip number two, optimize what you already have. Audit your existing content. Go to Google Analytics and see what really draws people to your site. And I'll give you an example. We have a grief support group that's a nonprofit that we work with. And we discovered that of all the traffic to their website, and we're talking tens of thousands of hits every year, 15,000 of those hits came from a query on Google related to journaling prompts for grief healing. And we were so excited to find that because that meant that's a topic that's of interest to our audience and we can deploy that topic across all places. So optimize what you've already got. Make sure that you are, keeping track of what your audience really loves and doing more of that. One thing you can do, good example, is if you have social posts that are going up on Facebook and, Instagram, are you also putting them up on your Google Business profile? A lot of people don't know that they can do that. So look at what you're already doing. Are you, slipping into that local visibility space? Are you doing things that help you get searched when people say they need, an advertising agency near them, or, ice cream shop near them, a store where they can buy electronics that's near them? There are things that you can do with your existing content that make you more approachable, more searchable for people that are looking for local resources. So optimize what you've got. Number three, let AI do the heavy lifting. It's not going to replace what you do. Please don't ever have an AI agent write a social post and then just post it. Oh my God, please don't do that. I see people all the time that I know personally that put content up on LinkedIn on their own feeds to promote themselves, but I know that they don't speak the way these posts are written. I mean, they're written in a flowery way with multiple paragraphs, and sometimes the lead-in goes in four different directions, and because they didn't really read it to put it in their own words, they look dumb. You know, it just looks like you're fake, because anybody who is putting forth 100% AI content on social media is fake. They are. And people are really tuned into authenticity right now. And authenticity is where your ROI lies. That's where you're going to get results. Use AI tools for drafting content that you edit and post. Use AI to research for you, to dig into. For example, I have a client that needs to promote the use of a product and a material in cars. So I have my AI agent go out there and search for cars in other countries that use this material. That would be harder for me to do in just a Google search, because I've tried, and the AI agent finds things that I wouldn't be able to find otherwise in just a straight Google search. So use it for deep research, but make sure that you always edit for authenticity, for your brand voice, and for what they call EEAT compliance. And what that means, search engines reward content that demonstrates experience, expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. AI copy is pretty obvious to the search engines. So make sure you're writing like you talk, that you are using those tools for efficiency, but not to replace your voice or your judgment. That's the biggest thing, is really read through what you've created and make sure that it makes sense. You know, I saw some copy go up this morning, and the open for this friend of mine that's up at the Mackinac Policy Conference. And there were, you know, the first three sentences didn't make any sense. I'm up getting a cup of coffee for this wonderful day that's always really challenging. And I'm like, is your day wonderful or is it challenging? And what does that have to do with coffee, right? And it went on like for three more paragraphs. It was horrible. So don't ever just use your AI to replace your voice. Ever. Just let me say that again. Don't ever use AI to replace your voice. Write like you talk. AI does not write like you talk. And you really need to be human. And this brings us to tip number four. Go unpolished on purpose. A lot of marketers are leaning into releasing less polished content to form a more human connection, and it works. A phone video with some really solid insights, you know, something you just held up your phone and talked about your product and this great thing that just happened, will beat a slick production every single time. It's unbelievable what a difference it makes if you go solid polished and it looks like a commercial. It's a commercial. I'm not here to look at commercials. I'm here to look at what my friends, family, coworkers, what people are doing. They're not on social to look at commercials. So that's something to always keep in mind. Don't be a commercial on social media. Doesn't work. Tip number five. Make social your search engine. I got some statistics here for you. The three most used marketing channels for small businesses right now are unpaid social media at 66%, social media ads at 56%, and email marketing at 53%. And organic social is free. And it's really interesting, because people say, you know, you get low reach with organic social. True, in a lot of cases. However, if you are treating your captions, your copy, and your visuals and your hooks like searchable content, not just announcements, but helpful, useful information with keywords in it that people search for, you will start showing up in search. A huge percentage of the younger audience right now actually uses social media as a search engine to find what they are looking for online. They're not necessarily going to Google. They just don't even make it there. So to wrap it up, keep in mind, a tight budget doesn't mean you don't have a voice online. It means you have to be smarter than your competitors who may be outspending you. And honestly, that's where the fun is. That's where the pure creativity comes into play. Repurpose what you've got. Refresh what's already working. Let AI help you move faster and help feed you creative ideas. But keep your voice in everything. Show up raw and real when you need to and when you can. And treat every caption, every post, every hook like it's a search engine result that someone has been searching for. Because in 2026, it is. So you don't need more money. You need more intention, more creativity, more innovation. And you've got that. Trust me. We all do better when we're stretched. And I honestly have seen some of the most creative marketing ever come from low and no budget projects. So that's what we've got for you today. We are here about just about every 2 weeks to share the things that we do that help us get ROI for our clients from their digital marketing efforts. We are not working with gigantic corporations. We're working with small and mid-sized businesses. We are helping them get results from their social media. We can do that for you too if you don't want to do it yourself. And we will see you again in the next couple of weeks with some more helpful, useful information to help you get more great results from your social media and digital marketing. Take care. Bye-bye.